on the way as a cold front approaches the state. Most of today, though, should be dry and fairly warm for November. High temperature in the middle 70s. Chance of an afternoon shower somewhere in the area, but the better rain chances holding off till, I think, late tonight. The showers will be moving in, and showers and a few thunderstorms are likely at times tomorrow. Saturday's high around 73. Showers ending Saturday evening, then colder Saturday night. On Sunday, sunshine returns, but it'll be quite a bit cooler with a high only around 58. We're a little warmer Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The former principal of Lead Academy must be added back to the school's payroll. That was the order from a judge yesterday. Dr. Nicole Ivy Price claims she was illegally terminated and says she isn't receiving unemployment benefits. We are learning more about planned renovations for Holy Cross Episcopal School, the school that will be the new site for Booker T. Washington Magnet. Right now, the building is about 28,000 square feet, and officials are hoping to break ground next spring to add 41,000 more square feet. And 55 new state troopers graduated from the academy Thursday. The new troopers are part of Aaliyah's biggest graduating class in 22 years. Aaliyah Secretary Hal Taylor says all of the graduates have prior law enforcement experience. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, not for sale to minors. Website restricted to adults 21 and over.
Let's be real. Most smokers aren't looking for some overcomplicated vaping machine. That's why we created MyBlue. MyBlue is simple. Our pre-filled liquid pods mean there's no mess. One charge and MyBlue lasts all day. With our range of flavors and nicotine options, you have a choice. MyBlue answers on what matters for smokers. Real nicotine satisfaction. And right now, try MyBlue for $1 at select retailers or MyBlue.com.
Why wait for Black Friday? Get Black Friday prices today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. No rebate, no hassle. Like a Whirlpool white top mount refrigerator for just $548, over $180 off. Talk about holiday cheer. Black Friday savings early, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details, valid through December 5th.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
As your pool lost its fun, we keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Pecans, pecans, pecans. Sweet Creek Farm Market has the largest selection of local pecans and pecan products in town. Whether they're for a gift or for your family, we have all types. Roasted and salted, honey roasted, praline, chocolate honey baked, or creamy white chocolate pecans. Don't miss the double chocolate bourbon pecan pies. Open on Black Friday. Follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231. In Pike Road.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The impeachment inquiry into President Trump wrapped up yesterday. Next, the House Judiciary Committee will decide whether or not to write articles of impeachment.
But Rudy Giuliani was a hand grenade that was going to blow everyone up.
There was a fatal training accident at Vance Air Force Base in Oklahoma. A T-38 Talon jet overturned.
And when tragedies like this occur, every member of the U.S. Armed Forces feels it.
In Jerusalem, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was indicted yesterday in a series of corruption charges.
President Trump has signed a short-term budget bill to avoid next week's partial government shutdown.
We have passed our appropriations bills.
Catherine Pugh pleaded guilty yesterday to corruption charges. The former Baltimore mayor acknowledged her guilt to 4 of the 11 counts she was indicted on.
Launch it into the air, and this game is over. Texans win it by a 17.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Friday TGIF edition. 272-9228. That's where we are. Any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. We're going to be doing that drawing between 2:30 and 2:40 today. And then if you're a first-time caller, your name will go in twice, making it that much better. Yes, sir?
Now, I have a question for you, and this is very much my personal interest, because I was kind of echoing what maybe you heard on, like, Fox News last night, whether it's Bongino or Levin or Chaffetz or whatever, with this, you know, leak, preemptively, definitely, probably from one of the guys implicated in this Horowitz report. And my gut tells me the bigwigs probably won't go to jail or anything, but why are you saying, hey, be careful, folks, be careful here?
Well, because of who the sources are. It's, if somebody was trying to throw something out over the transom that would have been negative, they would not have chosen the Washington Post.
Okay.
And so I think there's a filter mechanism with them, particularly when you read how parsed the Washington Post story was. Now, CNN was better at it, but they started changing it by the time we got to this morning. ABC, NBC, and CBS didn't touch it. It was not on anything.
Do you think this might be the beginning of a way to spin, not just what Republicans or commentators like us are saying, but to spin whatever Durham might come up with in terms of criminal charges?
Well, this was of discussion last night, and there are kind of several parts of this thing. Are they trying to use the Clinton method where they're throwing something out there and it's not quite right, and everybody kind of overextends and reaches for it, and they're not right? So then you start putting them in the they're not right category. If you're conservative, the Dems and the Libs will point that out all day long.
Sure.
The conservatives never seem to be able to get that message across about the Democrats. The other thing is just kind of throwing some confusion in here. Because they make it, they go, a low-level lawyer. So why is a low-level attorney a big thing to have this bombshell type of story? And just, whenever I see, when I saw CNN, because what they did is I saw it on Fox, and then I saw they attributed it to CNN. So I went to CNN, pulled it up. They were only about 12 minutes behind the curb on this thing. And I went, that's interesting. And then I saw a parallel story with Washington Post. So if you're a bad guy, deep state, intelligent guy, who do you go to?
Right.
You go to CNN, you go to Washington Post, you go to New York Times.
And that way, in the mind of your tribe, so to speak, you can frame this a certain way. That way, when the whatever the real story is comes out, you can say, oh, look.
Yeah, we already knew that. I mean, that was the Bill Clinton thing. We already knew that.
Okay, I see what you mean. It might not, if somebody's in legal trouble, they're in legal trouble. But politically speaking, I see what they're doing.
Because here's the way to measure it. And again, I started kind of building a notebook on this thing. So CNN was perplexed about this last night. Bob just, they were, this is bombshell breaking news. And Wolf Blitzer was, I mean, he was giving this some stuff on there. Now, when the report actually comes out, is he going to have the same tone that he does with it? Play just the beginning part of Blitzer.
That's a breaking news that we're following right now. Our senior justice correspondent, Evan Perez, is learning new information about the origins of the Russia probe and what there's somebody under investigation.
The origins
right
of the
now?
Russian probe?
That's right. Well, this is an investigation that began and was found as part of the probe that's being done by Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General for the Justice Department. And what he found was that there was an employee at the FBI who altered a document that was used in the preparation for one of the FISA warrants, one of the warrants, surveillance warrants, that was done against Carter Page, who was the Trump campaign aide. This document, whatever changes were made, was substantive enough to change the meaning of the document. We don't know a lot more about it. We don't know, for instance, whether without this change, the FISA would have been approved or not. But it is a substantive change that was made to this document. And Michael Horowitz confronted this FBI employee during one of the interviews that was done as part of this review. And that person admitted to making that change. So now this is part of a criminal investigation that's being done by John Durham, who is the prosecutor in Connecticut, who was appointed by Bill Barr, the Attorney General, to do a wide-ranging review of everything that was used, all the intelligence that was gathered to begin what became the Mueller investigation. So again, this is an altered document. There's a lot we don't know about this employee and what the motivations were, but it is a big deal, obviously, for you to make a change to a document, to alter it in any way, and that's why it's
so under FBI agents under investigation. It's clearly this is going to reverberate and provide ammunition to the president and his allies that this whole Russia investigation was criminally wrong.
Exactly. I mean, look, this is exactly what people close to the president have been saying, that the FBI committed wrongdoing in starting this investigation. And so the question now, obviously, is what are the details are going to be part of the Horowitz report that's going to be released on December 9th, and how much political hay the president's allies are going to make about it?
Okay, so see how they're laying down a predicate. This is going to put in question the origins of the Mueller report. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to knock that down.
Right, and also they're setting the bar as something was criminally wrong. My understanding of it and researching it, it's some criminal wrongdoing. Others, I'd say, it was like structural politics, like the things like the surveillance state, and how easy it is to manipulate for political purposes. To me, it goes to a deeper political problem that only, say, Congress could solve with new laws.
And the other thing is that very low-level person doing it. Very low-level person. So, in other words, this isn't... Don't look at...
It wasn't Brennan.
Wasn't Comey. You know, wasn't Strzok. It was a low-level person.
Well, and really, it comes down to what are the facts. Like, if Horowitz does have stuff in that report that, for instance, really implicates John Brennan, I don't know how much you can do about it.
John Brennan isn't a DOJ employee.
Right, okay.
So it's going to be all the people that are housed in judicial triangle.
Makes me wonder what Lindsey Graham's up to, because I'm sure Lindsey's hip to what's going on, and maybe, let's just say, after, I'm just speculating, I really am, after Horowitz testifies on the 11th, maybe that's enough of an impetus for Lindsey to do some sort of investigation or something.
I think Lindsey's going to be asking some tough questions, and one of the biggest things will be who is being referred.
Mm-hmm.
Does Horowitz refer somebody? Because the first article basically said Horowitz was going to, you know, grand jury had met. That would indicate Durham, because Horowitz can't do a grand jury. And we do know that Durham has been working with Horowitz on the FISA stuff. So he's been on that kind of track, then his bigger track, international, and all things from where FISA begun. I thought it was interesting that he said in there, the beginning of FISA.
Right.
That this will play into the president's narrative.
So it's almost like they're priming their audience that has gotten very little information on this unless they watch Fox News or any conservative media.
Yeah, no, I think that's another part, is that they don't want this thing to be a bombshell.
Right.
And so they're dribbling it out, so they're kind of, oh yeah, we heard about that. And we told you about that. But you heard how this was big. And will this be as big on December the 9th when Horowitz does drop his report? And will we see another series of leaks that are happening here? And I'm paying close attention to who it's going to and what they're talking about. Because didn't that seem like it almost had talking points to it?
Absolutely. And also, if you think about it, the fact that we know that John Durham's opened up a criminal investigation, I don't think that came from John Durham. The little bit I've learned in my research about U.S. Attorney Durham, he is so by the book, tight-lipped. I don't think Durham put that out, and I don't think somebody in his office or on his investigative team put that out. I bet you it's somebody who Durham is looking into, might have contacted, who put that out, is my guess.
Well, I think, you know, a good friend of ours to the show has said, you get a targeting letter, and
right.
It says criminal proceedings are being looked into.
Right.
So that person could have gotten a targeting letter and said, Durham's stuff has gone to criminal.
Right. Doesn't make any sense for Durham to do that himself. He's too by the book.
But somebody who got a targeting letter could have gotten out in front of that, and our good friend, you know who, basically
right.
handed that piece of information up to me.
Voldemort?
The name.
When did Ralph Fiennes become CIA director?
Let's go to Jim Jordan, number five here. The vote and the jacket story. This is great.
You think that the president will be impeached?
In the House? Look, that vote a few weeks ago, I think, was, you know, they got the numbers. But I think what was most telling about that vote a few weeks ago is two Democrats came over to our side. My guess is there'll be a few more Democrats come our way. Whether we can have enough to stop them from Senate to the Senate, I don't know. It doesn't look promising, but let's hope so, because putting the country through this is not healthy, particularly 11 months before the next election, based on an anonymous whistleblower with no firsthand knowledge, bias against the president, who worked with Joe Biden, that we don't even get to bring in front of us, having put his hand up and swear under oath to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, see what kind of biases he has, what his motivation was for starting this whole thing. That's the part that bothers so many Americans and why they know instinctively this is unfair.
Last thing, Representative Will Hurd, your colleague on the committee, said he didn't like the call. He thought it was inappropriate. Can you get there?
No. I mean, look, President Trump has his own way of conducting business. I like the way he operates. I think the American people like a guy who comes here and is shaking this town up. And again, as I said, the facts are on the president's side, and the American people understand that this process has been totally unfair.
Twitter question, have you ever worn a jacket?
I have. You have to wear one on the floor, the House floor, and I always wear one when I'm around the president.
That was good. That was actually on Twitter. His jacket has got a Twitter handle, and they had the jacket, and they took a picture of it on a hanger in his office. How about that? His jacket has got a Twitter handle.
It's so, I don't mind. That stuff like that's just fun to me. I mean, sometimes people take it too seriously, and it gets, like, to a point of pettiness that's sad, but it's funny to me that Jordan's
particularly,
that way.
Particularly in Washington,
that
is just right, vintage Washington, D.C. Does he always not wear a jacket? When does he wear a jacket? Where is the jacket if he does wear it? Where does it park? And all that kind of stuff.
And I think I told you that they had, like, the fashion critic for the New York Times.
Yeah.
Talking about George Kent's bow tie, and then they had like the theater critic or somebody else talking about the reassuring gray hair and deep Walter Cronkite-esque tones of Bill Taylor. Wait, has gray hair ever been described reassuring? Have you ever heard that?
No, no one's ever told me that. Normally, gray hair goes along with you're old. News 793.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279228 is where we are. Wow, look who's on the board here, the one and only Reed Ingram. Reed, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good morning, Dan. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Joey.
I understand that Sweet Creek Farm Market is now better known as Cake City.
Let me tell you, we baked over 300 cakes, and we're going to have them on sale tomorrow. We have all kinds, caramel, strawberry, coconut, carrot, cream cheese, all kinds. Italian cream, we've got cakes, we've got pound cakes, we've got our pies. We've got about 60 in the oven now, pecan pies, we can't keep up. We're holding some back tomorrow. We're going to have 100 that we're going to put in the market on the table, and we're having an official bake sale tomorrow. All of it will be baked fresh. It'd be ready, and it'll last until Thanksgiving. So if you want to get a good dessert, and the pies are made with Jack Daniels.
Ooh.
And our pecans, and we have chocolate, and it's no extra charge for the double chocolate. We have white chocolate and dark chocolate inside of the pecan pie, just enough to give it a good little sweet taste.
Oh, wow, that sounds great. Now, so the sale is tomorrow, and they just need to go down and buy it, or do they need to call in and order it?
Just be better to come get it. That way you know it'll be here. Come on down and pick it up. We've got a band. We've got the blues band playing tomorrow. We've got Slim and the Saints playing. And we'll have a lot of good stuff for Thanksgiving. They pick up pecans, all kinds of good stuff. We are your pecan headquarters in Montgomery.
I like that, because I tell you, people love the pecan pies that you and the caramel cake. Caramel cake is spectacular. So are the cakes going to be and pies going to be where the produce is on one of those tables?
It will be, right on the sidewalk. We'll have some of them on the sidewalk and some of them inside the market.
I have not tried this, but somebody told me that y'all have a great breakfast on Saturday.
We do, and tomorrow we're going to have 99-cent pancakes, so come on out. We've got our famous Western omelet, and we have pancakes, Kanaka sausage, homemade biscuit.
Oh, man.
It's a good breakfast, and you never know who you're going to see in here.
There
a politician to a singer. I'm not going to name his name, but he's in here a lot. He's a famous singer.
You got my curiosity.
We always have a good time. Then we start our breakfast with Mrs. Claus in about a week. Stay in touch, and grandparents and parents out there watch us on Facebook. We're selling tickets now. The first week went on sale. We've got two different times, 7:30 and then 9:00. And then we do a hayride, come with that, with Mrs. Claus. We have fun. And the elves, all the elves will be here.
Have you decided what you're going to do for game day for Iron Bowl?
I have not. We need to work on that, don't we? Let's come up with something good.
Yeah,
we'll come up with a good tailgate special. Yeah, I'll let you know.
I'll tell you what, everybody loves your Boston butt, and they love your ribs. So,
I know we're going to do, we'll do Boston butts. We'll put them on sale, and we'll do a rib. Maybe put together a tailgate package.
There you go. I think the audience would love that. And
we've got 9 hams left too. If anybody wants to get a ham, they're 18 to 19 pounds. They average maybe a little over. They're not going to be under 19 pounds or 18 pounds.
You only have 9 of them left.
We smoke them. We only got 9 left.
Oh my goodness!
75. So we got 9 hams that are.
So I'm doing a pretty good job talking about you guys, huh?
You're doing a great job. awesome job. Great job.
Okay,
I tell you, we are so glad to advertise on here. It's you got a great audience. Everybody that wins comes out. We rolled out the red carpet for them.
We don't tell you something. They love you guys. They absolutely love you guys. So you have both the glazed and the smoked hams, right?
We do. We have about 4 small ones, which we just offered a few of the small ones, but the big ones we've got for $79, and the small ones we've got for $49. And the 49 is about 9 pounds, and they're both smoked and then glazed. We glaze them with honey, with our honey out of our pumpkin peel, and then also some brown sugar and a little bit of pineapple juice. It's amazing. We cooked one here for the employees to eat, and it's good.
So, guys, imagine this now. If you're going to be doing game day on Saturday, wouldn't that ham look really good on your table? Or the Boston butt, and then what I would do is get some camp stew. Reed's camp stew is famous.
Well, thank you. It was my grandfather's recipe. I can't take credit for it.
Well, your grandfather was a... Was that the Ingram? Was that the Jack Ingram?
No, actually, it was my grandfather on my mother's side. He had a restaurant in the 40s. It's called Bob and Mary's out on 331. Started in 1945.
Oh, wow.
And to the middle 60s.
I just learned something new about you, Reed. Well, Reed, I tell you what, you have a great place. It's an honor to have you on the show.
Hey, it's an honor to be advertising on it, and I hope all your guests have a great Thanksgiving, and God bless everybody. I appreciate you.
Well, we'll be talking about what we're going to do for Iron Bowl and tailgating, okay?
We'll talk Monday. Thanks.
Thank you, Reed. Ladies and gentlemen, Reed Ingram, Sweet Creek Farm Market. If you want to get in the gift basket, you can call in. If you're first time calling, you can call in and get your name put in twice. I don't think there are that many people in here for this weekend. This is the Iron Bowl edition. Next week's the Iron Bowl edition.
Right.
This is the Sanford...
The penultimate Iron Bowl edition. Yeah.
The University of Auburn beating up Stanford. I think both those games are at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, but then Penn State, Ohio is going to be the big game. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Impress your family and friends for the holidays. Let Sweet Creek Farm Market be your dessert headquarters. Homemade cakes in every flavor. Caramel, carrot, coconut, red velvet, and many more. Just like Grandma makes. Homemade cream cheese, sour cream, and praline pecan pound cakes. Open for Black Friday. So follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 in Pike Road. Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. With no more public witness testimony scheduled, Fox is told House Democrats could have 4 articles of impeachment drawn up by next month. President Trump called into Fox and Friends.
The president said if there is a Senate trial, he wants certain witnesses called.
I want the whistleblower who put in a false report to testify. I want to know, why did the IG put in the report?
President Trump also wants Hunter Biden to testify, along with House Intelligence Chair Democrat Adam Schiff.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. A young woman accused of encouraging her boyfriend to kill himself pleads not guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Suffolk County, Massachusetts District Attorney Rachel Rollins says In Young Yu sent Alexander Ortula tens of thousands of text messages like,
to go kill himself, go die.
Defense attorney Stephen Kim says his client tried to stop the suicide.
To further punish the young woman who loved this man would only compound the tragedy.
America's listening to Fox News.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Montgomery Eye Physicians or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes on the way as a cold front approaches the state. Most of today, though, should be dry and fairly warm for November. High temperature in the middle 70s. Chance of an afternoon shower somewhere in the area, but the better rain chances holding off till, I think, late tonight. The showers will be moving in, and showers and a few thunderstorms are likely at times tomorrow. Saturday's high around 73. Showers ending Saturday evening, then colder Saturday night. On Sunday, sunshine returns, but it'll be quite a bit cooler with a high only around 58. We're a little warmer Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Push a reading. I'm calling in. Guys, Cake City, Sweet Creek, better known as Sweet Creek Farm Market. You want to get some goodies for Thanksgiving, go down to Sweet Creek Farm Market. They're going to be doing tailgate specials for the Iron Bowl next week. They always do a great job. I tell you, those ribs I had were just spectacular. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Miss Smitty. Miss Smitty, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi, I'm glad to talk to you.
Good to be talked to.
I've been listening to your show for, close to a year probably.
Are you about to tell me you're a first-time caller?
Yes, I am.
Well,
today is my birthday. I decided today might be my lucky day.
Happy birthday, Miss Smitty.
Yeah. Yes.
What are you doing for your birthday, girl?
Well, right now I'm getting ready to go grocery shopping.
Oh, boy. Nothing says happy birthday as much as going to the grocery store.
I'm recovering from knee replacement, so I haven't been doing a whole lot. But going to dinner tonight with my daughter and husband and friend, and going to Midtown Pizza.
All right. That will be fun. Miss Smitty, it's... Are you going to go do your Thanksgiving shopping at the grocery store today?
No, I don't have to do Thanksgiving this year. My kids are doing everything. They told me to stay out of the kitchen.
Oh, right. It's great to have family like that, isn't it?
It's wonderful.
I'm
blessed.
Yeah,
I'm very blessed.
There you go. I'm with you on that. It's I was at the grocery store earlier today to pick up some things for this weekend because I felt this weekend was going to get packed, so I thought I'd get there early.
Yeah.
Well, I was amazed at the number of people that were in there, and they were tearing it up. So I'm going to have to go back because I don't want to get caught in the vice.
Right.
Unless I go real early on Saturday in the vice grip of the grocery store.
Yes.
Get run over by one of those cars. Okay, so how long have you been listening to the show, Miss Smitty?
Close to a year, I think. Off and on, always on your station and the radio. And I don't listen at home as much because our house isn't arranged well enough for me to listen. You know, I rarely sit in one spot long enough to sit and listen to the radio.
Well, you know what you have to do, Miss Smitty, is you have to go get several radios so you can listen to Joey at 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock, and then...
Yes.
May from 12 to 3, then Gregory Duff from 3 to 6. So if you have, then we can just keep you company all day long.
Indeed.
Well, that's true. And I do listen to Joey and Jack in the mornings, and I listen to you. And I don't listen to Greg as much because I'm usually doing too many other things. But anyway, I enjoy the show a lot. I consider myself a conservative Christian, and I like your views. And I try to keep up with everything by listening to your show.
Well, I really appreciate that. I'm a conservative Christian, too. Have you been to Sweet Creek Farm Market?
I have.
Oh, tell me about it. Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Oh, well, I've only been there once, and I loved it. It was great. I think we ate there, but I don't remember what I had right now. It's been a while. So, but anyway, I'm anxious to go back, so I hope I win.
It is a great place, as you probably remember. Okay, Miss Mitty, give me your month and day of birth.
11/22.
11/22, that's what it is. Happy birthday, Miss Mitty. Happy birthday, Miss Mitty. Happy birthday, Miss Mitty. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Okay, when do we do the drawing, Miss Mitty?
I think around 2:30 today.
That is it. And what's in that gift basket?
$60 worth of what I want.
Doesn't that sound like a lot of fun?
Yes, it does. I can't wait.
Aren't the Ingrams generous folks to do that?
They certainly are. They certainly are.
Well, we're going to do that drawing in about 1 hour from right now. So, okay. Will you listen in for me?
I certainly will.
Okay, Miss Mitty, good luck.
Thank you.
Good talking to you.
You too.
I love callers like that.
Me too.
That we can sing to. We can serenade. And we didn't hit too many flat notes.
No, not bad. Not bad. And we can sing happy birthday to anybody, really.
Happy birthday to anybody.
Mr. President.
Okay, let's see where we want to go here. Tom Fenton. And Lindsay. Is that Lindsay the dog catcher?
Maybe so.
Hey, is this Lindsay the dog catcher?
It is Lindsay the dog catcher.
Hey, Lindsay the dog catcher, have you caught any dogs today?
I have got dogs today, for sure.
Oh, wow. Do you take them Thanksgiving lunch on Thanksgiving?
I guess so. I guess I'll go eat with my parents or something.
I like that. So how have you been?
I've been doing great. How have y'all been?
We've been doing really, really, really well. Been missing your calls. Have you been listening?
I always listen. I've been listening every day.
That is great. See, when she what is your job title?
Deputy Humane Officer.
Humane Officer, okay. So what she does, she drives around in her truck, and then the dogs that she gets, they all are looking over her shoulder, listening to the show, laughing and
yeah.
taking notes and learning. Mm-hmm. It's a great
thing. Sure. They sure are.
So what's on your mind today, Lindsay?
I was just looking for a wonderful pecan pie, but then I heard Reed on about his pecan pie, Sweet Creek Farm Market. Oh, that's where I'm going to head this weekend.
Outstanding. They're going to get there early. They're going to be on the tables. They're going to have everything you can imagine. They have the pecan pie, which I can personally vouch for, particularly the bourbon pecan pie with chocolate and white chocolate. But the caramel cake is spectacular. Joey and I have also, we've had the caramel cake. We've had the praline pound cake, which really good.
Yeah.
Particularly if you heat that bad boy up. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So are you going to have that for Thanksgiving?
I'm probably going to have it before Thanksgiving. And I'll probably get another one for Thanksgiving.
Ah, that's my girl. That is the way to do it. So what you have to do is you have to eat a test copy so you'll know that it's going to be good for the real thing on T-Day.
Yes, sir.
Well, go down, and when you go down there, Lindsay, tell Reed and or Karen that you're Dan Morris show listener. They may have a little something special for you.
Of course. I would like to get in a drawing.
You got it. Give me your month and day of birth.
06/05.
6/5, all right.
You're in, Lindsay.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you for calling. She is so nice. She won our first time caller out at Fresh Market.
Yeah.
And she came in her uniform and her... I didn't realize that humane officers have to wear flat jackets, you know, vet sometimes. And she was telling us a story, what was the worst thing she ever had, and about the dog that, you remember that attacked her?
Right, right.
She cracked me up with that. Can we get to Janet? Yeah, we can get to Janet. Janet, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, y'all making me hungry.
That's what our job is, to make you hungry and knowledgeable.
Oh, I hope y'all can hear me. I had to put the speaker on because I'm driving. But, you know, that place you're talking about in Montgomery that's selling the ties and stuff, if they have pumpkin spice rolls.
If they have what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part.
Pumpkin spice rolls.
I don't know, but I would go down there. You can either call them at 280-FARM, or you can go down there and see what they have. I promise you, if you go down there, you will find a pie that you like.
Oh, okay. I'll check that. I'm on my way to Birmingham, but if I get back in time, did they stay open late?
They'll be open tomorrow morning.
Oh, I won't be there tomorrow morning. I mean, I'll be out of town tomorrow morning, too.
Where are you going to be out of town to?
I'm going down to Pensacola to visit some relatives, and I've got to go pick up my granddaughter in Birmingham, so.
Oh,
they won't be open this afternoon, you don't think?
No, they're open this afternoon.
But the
pies won't all, the buy sale's tomorrow, but I bet if you go down there, you'll probably find what you want. You just may not have as many choices.
Google is telling me they're open till 7.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I'll stop by there and see what they got. Maybe they can make me one if they don't have any.
Well, what time will you be leaving
I'll
tomorrow?
I'll get that for Thanksgiving.
What time will you
I'm
be leaving?
Back, I'm coming back Sunday afternoon, so...
Well, you can definitely get one for Thanksgiving. Well, they'll still have the pies there. The sale starts tomorrow. But,
oh, okay.
But
I was just in the market for a homemade pumpkin spice roll for Thanksgiving. So,
well, call down to 280 Farms and ask them if they have that, and they will take care of you.
All righty. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Dining with Dan and Joey.
What have you done, Reed?
Culinary treats there. Who are we going to?
Martha.
Hey, Martha.
Hey, I have never called in before, so I'm a first-time caller.
Wow, listen to us, Joey.
I know.
But so, I have been listening to you for quite a few years, and I've picked up the phone several times to call and just never have.
Why have you not called,
Martha? I don't know.
So how long have you been listening to the show?
Well, honestly and truly, I was a teacher here in Montgomery, and I retired eight years ago, so I've been listening since then.
Wow. I appreciate that, Martha. So do you like the show?
Oh, I do, because you think like I do.
Oh, I like that. So we have two smart people in Montgomery then.
That's right. And I just want to say, I do like Sweet Creek. I've taken my grandchildren there twice. We've eaten there. That first day I heard you talking about those hams, I think the next day was Wednesday, and I ordered one of those hams that I'll pick up, and I'll get some camp stew that day, too. And another sponsor that we support that you advertise, Brubaker. We've bought two cars from them, and just excellent service.
Aren't the Brubakers
just
wonderful?
Wonderful, wonderful.
So have you already ordered your ham?
I sure did. I did Wednesday, about before lunch on Wednesday, I ordered it.
That's good, because they only had like 6 left. So
yeah, I heard that, so I was glad I got mine in, because you said to talk to her, because they didn't have, they had a limited number. So
right.
I did.
Well, I want to tell you something, Martha. You will love their ham. I was fortunate enough to, when I was down there, and Reed had a guy that he was catering to. They do catering. And he had the ham, and he goes, try this. And I want to tell you what, that ham reminded me of when my grandmother used to cook a ham.
Mm.
And had that just incredible juicy scream for French's mustard.
Mm, yeah.
And a little mayonnaise on there. Oh, it was great.
And see, that's we have our three sons and their families coming in. So we'll have a big group. My husband grills turkey breasts outside, and we always have a ham. You know, sometimes you just get tired of a ham, and this one just sounded good. So.
Well, you know, the great thing about it is to do the ham, and then if you're an Iron Bowl family,
yes,
is you'll have plenty of food for
left
the Iron Bowl.
Yeah, good. And we like to do little, I always make yeast rolls, and we'll eat those with, make little sandwiches out of them.
There you go.
Yep, so.
So what time do you want us over at the house?
well, we'll probably eat around noon.
Okay. Because see, what is it called? The Hawaiian roll?
Yes. Well, I did buy some. I never have bought those before because I make my own.
You make your own bread?
Yes. That's one of my favorite things to make.
Wow. Do you have one of those bread ovens?
No. I don't even have a bread machine anymore. I taught culinary arts. That's what I taught. But I've always loved to cook. And one year I got a different brand of rolls, and my sons just said, Mom, please don't ever do that again.
So what do you normally get, Sister Schubert's?
Yep, that's what I bought. But they asked me not to do that again because they like the homemade. Homemade, really homemade.
Oh, wow. Well, I'll tell you something. I walked into someone's house one time, and they had one of those bread ovens.
Yes. Mm.
And it was it was like I was in dream state.
I know. It's wonderful to smell that bread baking. I mean, it's just, you just can't beat it.
I mean, I was walking around with a knife full of peanut, butter sauce thing, jam. And man, I was like, get that stuff out of there. I want some of that.
Yeah, but you can't beat that smell, that's for sure.
There you go.
But I just hope y'all have a wonderful Thanksgiving, both you and Joey and your family.
And Martha, before you go, what's your month and date of birth?
She gets in twice, too, doesn't she?
Yeah, since I'm a first time, 6'3".
6'3", okay. Yes.
Martha, when do we do the drawing?
In a little less than an hour now.
There you go. What's in that gift basket?
$60 of goodies that I select.
All right. Do you think you'd be happy with that?
Oh, I would love it. I'd go anyway because I'm going to go anyway Monday to pick up my ham. But anyway, it would be nice to have that, too.
Listen in. We're going to be doing that drawing, as you said, between 2:30 and 2:40.
Okay.
So, Martha, thank you so much for sharing your time with me.
You're so welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. We have got the greatest audience in the world, Joey.
We really do.
Steve, hang on for me, buddy. I'm coming back to you. Is this law enforcement, Steve?
I think so.
I'm going to come back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition. And we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket. 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you today?
Doing just fine, Dan. Joey, how y'all doing over there?
We are great.
Happy pre-Thanksgiving Friday, I guess.
There you go. Happy Friday, TGIF edition.
There you go. Hey, just a couple of things I wanted to ask you. You were talking about, well, actually, a first statement. I don't get a chance much of the time to listen to these guys during the daytime because I teach. I teach high school in Selma. And so I what I listen for is after 7 when it comes on the replay.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy that, and that's about the best time. And if I can't pick you guys up, if a radio won't pick it up, I just go to the app on the phone.
Well, I really appreciate that, Steve.
Oh, yeah. Well, I enjoy you. Your point of view is always good. And that's what I wanted to ask you. In and out today, I was bringing kids to the flight line at Craig Field to fly, and I heard that the TV say that the impeachment inquiry is over. Is that true?
No.
I didn't think so. I thought that was too good to be true. I thought, okay, are we going to finish with this silliness yet? But I guess not.
No, unless the Dems all of a sudden take some smart pills, they're going to keep hitting their head against the wall.
Well, that's what because I remember the commentators were all Fox guys, and they said there's nothing there. That's all they kept repeating. There's nothing there.
And I agree with that. There's nothing there, but it's not
there's
over.
Nothing there. Oh, Lord. Well, okay, so we still got that to put up with over the next few weeks, I guess, then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think they'll have a vote somewhere in that about 10 days before Christmas.
Oh, okay. Now, the other question I have for you, Dan,
sure.
is when is the shoe going to drop from the Attorney General on the rest of these folks that, you know, that just been sitting out there? We've been waiting on the investigation on, you know, the folks that were named, like, I'm going to throw out some names, like Hillary Clinton. You know, that have done stuff that we know have done stuff wrong, but nothing's happened.
Well, I had the former Attorney General Jeff Sessions in the studio on Wednesday, and
I heard that one.
He said Huber from Utah, that's his venue, is to look at past investigations and how they were handled. And he has not done anything yet. And when I asked him about it, he said he probably won't do anything that's going to be intertwined with the IG report and Durham report. So IG report is number one. Part of Durham report will be number two, unless Durham's going to take a long time. And then the Uber report from Salt Lake, from Utah, it would be number two, and then Durham would be number three. The IG report will be dropped on December the 9th.
Okay.
And then he'll have a hearing with in front of Lindsey Graham on December the 11th.
All right. Okay. And by the way, that I was coming back from Troy and listening to that interview with Senator Sessions, and that was excellent. You did a tremendously great job with that. I mean, hey.
Thank you very much. A lot of people seem to like that.
Interview.
A lot of people seem really to like that.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
birthday is May 20th, and second time caller.
May 20th, you're in, Steve. You are in. When are we going to do the drawing?
Oh, about 2:30 or so. 14:30, as we call it in the military.
There you go, 14:30. Over there. What branch were you in the military?
I was in the Air Force. In fact, you and I talked about Andrews Air Force Base.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you were in. Air Force One support.
I'm the old Lieutenant Colonel guy. I'm a junior ROTC instructor the last 23 years over at Southside Selma. And but my active duty retired at Maxwell, but I was at Andrews a couple of years, and during Ronald Reagan, Vice President Bush.
That's when I was there.
I loved it. I wish I could have stayed there.
There you go. Me too. I tell you what, that whole thing of Air Force One, the DV lounge, the Air Force One Mill Office Advance. Those guys, amazing, absolutely amazing. I tell them to put Air Force One at this spot at this time, and Colonel Reddick would hit the blocks right on the double O mark. And he would, if I would be down there, he would hold up his watch and tap his watch just to let him know that he was paying attention.
Now, you know, the air crew had bets as to where the valve stem, what position on the clock the valve stem would stop. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't.
Oh yeah, they would have bets on whether it was a 3 o'clock, a 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock on the valve stem of the front tire. If you can believe that. That's how much they knew that they would get those things at a certain time, and many, many times it was at the 12 o'clock position somehow.
Yeah.
Figure that out.
Yeah, really. How do you figure that one out? I tell you, Colonel Reddick was absolutely wonderful. He would let me, when we would take M27,000 over to Europe on the pre-advance, I could sit up in the cockpit with them, particularly if there was a low cloud ceiling, and he would go and and he would basically plow the clouds, and you fly right at cloud level, and it's like you're snow skiing at 300 miles an hour. It's great. Colonel Ruddick was absolutely spectacular.
I've got one picture signed by Vice President Bush and one picture signed by the Colonel. So those are the two they gave me before I left Andrews. Never got one of the president, but that's just okay. I used to, my escort duties were with Mrs. Bush because I was a captain at the time.
Well, if I would have been there and we would have known each other, I would have gotten that taken care of for you.
That's okay. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Steve, thanks for the telephone call. We got your name in the drawing.
Good talking to you. Take care.
Good talking to you. Number one, Grace. Welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hello, Dan.
How are you?
Doing pretty well, thank you. I'm 90 years old, but I listen to your program regularly, and I enjoy it. And I would like to have my name put in the great
Grace. Grace, for a young lady 90 years old that's listening to my show, that takes her time out of the day to call me, absolutely your name's going to be put in there.
I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, wow, your name goes in twice.
Great.
Okay, so
great.
So 90 years old, what type of work do you do? tell me what you do, Grace.
I'm a homekeeper.
Yeah. Well, Grace, how long have you been listening?
About 2 years now.
Well, Joey and I really appreciate you listening.
Well, you're welcome. I lived in Georgia before I moved back to Montgomery.
Why'd you move to Montgomery?
Beg your pardon?
Why did you move to Montgomery?
Oh, this is my home. This is where I was born and reared. And I lived in Georgia for a year and then came back to Montgomery now.
Well, Grace, I really enjoyed talking to you. I've got your name in the drawing. We'll do that drawing in about 30, 40
need
minutes.
Month and day of birth.
Oh, I thought you got it.
Oh, 6-6.
6-6. 6-6. You got it, Grace. Thank you so much, my dear.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Josh, hang on before we go into the top of the hour break. Dan Moore Show on a Friday, TGIF edition.